This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israel has launched a major military operation in the occupied West Bank that has killed at least 10 people. Fiona Jones reports.
The assault is one of the largest seen in the West Bank for months, and it followed a series of smaller raids in the area over recent weeks. The Israeli military said this strike had killed three militant fighters. The armed factions of Hamas, Islamic Jihad and Fatah said they were detonating bombs against Israeli troops in the West Bank. The Israeli military said Wednesday's operation followed a sharp rise in militant activity in recent months, with more than 150 attacks involving shooting or explosives from Tulkarm and Jenin in the past year. Thousands of Palestinians have been arrested in raids, and more than 660 fighters and civilians have been killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the war in Gaza began, according to Palestinian Health Ministry figures.
Fiona Jones for Reuters. The Israeli military said on Wednesday that the body of a soldier abducted by Gaza militants on October 7th was rescued and taken to Israel overnight, and that his name would not be published at the request of his family. Germany and Britain are aiming at a new bilateral treaty. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The leaders of Germany and the UK are engaged in close talks on the road ahead in Berlin. Britain's Keir Starmer is hoping for a quick result.
This treaty is part of a wider reset, grounded in a new spirit of cooperation.
For his part, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has said he welcomes fellow centre-left leader Starmer's desire for a new beginning in relations with the EU. Starmer took office in early July after the previous Conservative government was trounced in an election. The two leaders are among Ukraine's biggest military backers and have stressed their commitment to keeping up that support. I'm Charles de Ledesma.